This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We might have to keep John Jackson around for the whole 2 hours here today. I don't know. What do you think, John? You want to stick around? You want to stick around till 10 o'clock this morning?
Well, yeah, we're going to have to do that to get in all the stuff we just talked about at the break.
I know. We should have recorded just the last 6 minutes while the national news update was playing on the radio. It's like, oh, brother, here we go. But, it's a new day here in the Montana Talk studios. I can actually see you face to face about a year and a half later after we updated our studio board. It's an elevated board now because I got a bad back, so it's good to stand up. But we still had these same old chairs. So, like, talking to you during the show, it was like tool time, home improvement back in the day. Was it Wilson? Was that his neighbor?
Yeah. Looking over the fence. Yeah.
So, literally, it was like there was this fence between John Jackson and I, and all I can see is his eyes as we're having these conversations. So now I can actually see more of you, and it's greatly disappointing.
I feel like I'm sitting at the bar here, you know, just sidled up, you know, waiting on the waitress to bring over a couple of drinks.
Travis only does that when George Blackard is here. That's when he starts bringing in bagels and pastries and self-service coffee, everything, you know.
You know, it's kind of a good thing, I guess, because I really don't want to see Travis in that Hooters outfit. That is just that is not something I need at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Since you just made that remark, earlier this morning I was wondering, I was like, is John Jackson a Ted Lasso guy? Is he one of these guys who watches this Ted Lasso show? I've never seen it. I don't know if it's on Vudu or Hulu or STFU TV. I don't know what streaming service. I don't know what streaming service carries Ted Lasso.
Wait. I'm writing that down. What streaming service is that?
Tim and Savage heard the same thing. I was like, sorry about that one there, Pastor. But it's Tuesday. This is the most unwoke hour of the week.
I have never seen Ted Lasso. I've seen a lot of memes on Twitter with him. And, of course, they were at the White House. But I've never seen the show.
Yeah, I've heard it's a good show. I've never watched it myself. But I figured you would be a Ted Lasso kind of guy. Because, you know, if anybody is watching something offensive on TV, it's going to be John Jackson.
Did you see that scene in the briefing room yesterday where they're all standing up thinking they're going to get, you know, introduced and praised by Karine Jean-Pierre, and that reporter is just continuing to shout questions, you know?
That's why I brought up the Ted Lasso thing. So yeah, yesterday in the historic, oh so sacred White House press briefing room, she's got the cast of Ted Lasso up there on the stage with her. And Simon Ataba, this nice, great guy, black African reporter from Africa, for 7 months she refuses to answer any of his questions and even call on him. And so here's Simon, hey, how come you won't call on me? How come you won't take my questions? This isn't Russia. This isn't China. What is going on here? And she's like, Simon. And meanwhile, these Hollywood celebrities are gracing her left and gracing her right. It's just pathetic. It's embarrassing.
And then the journalists in the room side with her against their fellow reporter.
Yeah. Hey, pal. Just a joke, especially with everything going on in this world right now.
You don't want to miss. Shop BrettsRV.com or come see us at Brett's RV and Marine.
What if this price is subject to buying a seal?
It's been a bad couple of weeks for Liberal Senator John Tester. First, we get the news that he's bashing millionaires, even though he's a millionaire himself. Then we find out that he spent over $1 million at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. And then to top it off, 3 days after the second worst financial collapse in history, where is about the journey? If better health is your goal, you can lose the weight the same way I did. Billings Last Diet. Check out BillingsLastDiet.com.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooth to the banks of the Clark Fork River, this is Montana Talks
with Aaron Flint.
Well, that was really nice of Travis. He must have been listening to us there because he came in. He had the Mr. Belvedere sweater on, served you some snacks. Now, you know, you're getting the George Blackard type of service here on this Tuesday morning, John Jackson.
I've just got to vote no on the push-up bra thing. I gotta say no to that.
You know, so we gotta start by talking about the Trump news. Here this morning, and then we'll get into the phone calls as well. But you know, it's funny, at like 4:15 this morning, Montana time, which is still pretty dang early New York City time. 6:15 in the morning is still pretty early in New York City. I flipped over to MSNBC just to see what they were yapping about there. They were nuts. It was straight up gibberish. I mean, they were unintelligible. I mean, you knew what they were doing. They were, oh, Donald Trump's a liar. Oh, Ron DeSantis is using anti-Semitic tropes. It's like, no, he wasn't. So Ron DeSantis was criticizing this Soros-backed liberal prosecutor in New York City who's letting all these violent felons off the hook, but wants to target and prosecute Donald Trump. And because Ron DeSantis called him what he is, a Soros-backed prosecutor, Morning Joe is somehow attacking Ron DeSantis over that. But then they were also saying, oh, Donald Trump's a liar. It's Tuesday in New York City, and Donald Trump hasn't been arrested yet. And I'm like, you morons, it's 6:15 in the morning, first off. What they sounded like to me at 4:15 Montana time this morning, it was like if I was at a Denny's and the bars just closed, I'm sitting next to the table full of drunks at a Denny's at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's what MSNBC sounded like at about 4:15 this morning.
It's even worse, and they're not the only ones. It's not just Morning Joe. It's CNN. It's NBC. It's all these nuts. It's like you throw Trump. Any subject about Trump into their midst, it's like being in a mental hospital and you just, it's a bunch of spider monkeys on meth inside of a mental hospital. Just, and they just do not realize how idiotic they sound. You wonder who watches and believes any of that stuff.
Except for, I do want to correct you though, John, the spider monkeys on meth aren't in hospitals. They're not in jails now. They get put right back out on the streets of New York. They get put right back out on the streets of Billings and of Missoula. So by liberal judges and liberal prosecutors. So that's where the spider monkeys on meth, to use your phrase, are roaming free. But yet they want to go after former President Donald Trump with another absurd round of charges.
Yeah, and this thing, you really could, it could, you know, you could take an attorney and talk for 30 minutes about what Alvin Bragg is doing here, the DA out there. And I've looked into it, read several articles on it. And it really is just a joke, because what he has done is he has taken charges that Mueller himself, the Mueller team, turned down. They said, well, there was no crime here. The FEC turned down and said there was no crime here. Bragg himself, 2 years ago, turned this down, said there was no crime here, until one of his loudmouth prosecutors quit and wrote a book behind this embarrassing him. And so now he's coming forward with some crime that's very likely, all the statute has already run on it, and he's trying to hang his hat on some falsifying of business records and trying to drag that out to 2018 to somehow get past the statute of limitations. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, former President Donald Trump posted a video on Truth Social last night calling this all, of course, what it is, fake news, and another attempt by the Democrats to take him down in what he calls, quote, the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our nation. Here's part of what President Trump had to say in that Truth Social video last night. Oh, hold on. Now my computer's going to mess with me here. Of course, see, it was working fine until you got here, John Jackson. I just want to say that. Everything was going just fine, and then John Jackson shows up. And now you see it doing the little circle thing here?
Doing the loading deal.
But anyway, basically, you know, this is, and Ron DeSantis, I thought, nailed this thing as well here, which is, you know, once again, you know, they release these criminals against everyday people all across America, but yet the same liberal prosecutors want to go after Donald Trump.
But that's another thing that's come out about Bragg. He has, by some kind of sorcery here, elevated a state misdemeanor to a federal felony that he's going to then try to prosecute as a state prosecutor, prosecute a federal felony that all the feds have already said is BS. And this same guy, in his track record as DA, has dropped over 50% of the charged felonies out there of violent crimes, dropped them down to misdemeanors.
All right. Well, it looks like I got this computer up and rolling now.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it.
All right. So there you go. That's a part of what President Trump had to say in his own words. I want to jump right into the phone lines after this break. Brooke in Billings, stand by. You'll be first up. John Jackson with about 30 seconds to go. MSNBC was also, you know, they were saying, oh, he wasn't going to be arrested. Then why did they put up all these barricades? Why did they start shutting down streets? I mean, come on.
They had Trump's lawyer come in to respond. They gave him a chance to respond to the charges. He's going to get charged. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, and now they may shift. They may not do it today after they're getting so much back. Nothing to lose. Call QC Kinetics now and get moving again. Call 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see, John Jackson, before we jump right into the phone lines here, you got a message from Tim in Savage. He sent a message to you. What did Tim in Savage had to say? We were asking about Ted Lasso and where you go to find Ted Lasso on which streaming service. But anyway, what was the message from Tim in Savage?
Well, he actually put them together. He thinks that the Spider Monkeys on Meth show is being featured on STFU-TV.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, it's streaming live on STFU-TV. Yeah. There we go. Nicole in Columbus sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. She says, Ted Lasso is on Apple TV. It's fantastic. Definitely recommend it. So there you go. Yeah, I've heard it's a good show. I just have never watched it myself. But I just, frankly, it was just so pathetic that Karine Jean-Pierre is sucking up to these Hollywood entertainment elites in the historic, oh-so-sacred White House press room. And then she's talking down and giving a verbal lashing to Simon Ataba, who seems like the nicest guy. This black African reporter, and she refuses to call on this guy. I mean, it's so pathetic, but so symbolic of this administration that if you don't bow down and kiss the ring, they're going to try to isolate you and stonewall, especially if you're a black man who questions their agenda. Well, you're public enemy number one.
I remember back during the Obama regime, Charles Krauthammer, you remember the great Charles Krauthammer, somebody asked him one time, why do the press just bend down in front of the Obama regime and their press secretary when they're being told obvious lies? And Krauthammer said, well, they're in an abusive relationship with the Obama regime. They just shred every ounce of their dignity for the agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's jump into the phone lines. Let's see, we got Brooke Hudson on the phone lines from Billings, and she shared a great message via Twitter last night, and I saw John Jackson, you jumped in on that conversation as well. Brooke, what do you want to share this morning? Good to hear from you.
Hi. So actually the reason why I called is I had went to the school board meeting last night. I'm having an echo. I can hear myself. Sorry
about that. Okay, I'm not sure why you're getting an echo, but yeah, is it better now?
Yeah. Oh, yep, there it is. Okay. But the board meeting last night, they were reviewing, there was a report that was done that we actually paid for, and I think stemming from when Emily Pennington, that whole thing going on, there was a pressure to observe the special education department. And so the school district actually paid for a review to come from outside and look through everything. And there was, it was a scathing report, 10 pages of things that need to be done to get the school district in compliance for the special needs kids. And Alba Pimentel of the Moms for Liberty has really been heading up, putting the pressure on there. Upham tried to spin it like, yeah, you know, she was so happy with how good we were doing. And, you know, just it was like he was reading a different report. And one of the board members actually straight up said, well, they're in this. It says there is urgent activities that need to be addressed. What are you doing to address this urgently? And really put them on the spot. And without going into a whole bunch of detail, I would just say it seems like the school board really wants to solve these problems. And several of them mentioned specifically how they want representation from special ed families in the community to help them remedy this. So
yeah,
a positive note.
So the school board, after facing so much backlash, apparently is starting to realize, like, oh, holy cow, we got some major problems here that we've got to fix. And then I liked how Jeff Essman, the former state Senate majority leader, jumped in on that conversation. He said, oh, it must be election season. Now the incumbents on the school board are pretending to take action, was one read on that. John Jackson and Brooke, thanks for your call. Thanks for all you do. I saw she had a great note that she shared on Twitter yesterday as well. She shared a Washington Post story. This was from some Washington Post columnist. Parents know best, except when they don't. And the photograph to go with the story, bashing parents, is a photograph of Superintendent of Public Instruction here in Montana, Elsie Arnson. And then Brooke circled her picture in the background. And so here's the Washington Post just saying, oh, yeah, parents don't know what's best for their kids, and bashing these Montanans in the process. And you had a great response via Twitter.
Yeah, it is amazing to watch that. And you see, that's not only the only venue. Washington Post is not the only people saying that now. Here they are. It shows you, it's just a great example how the left in this country does not give a fudge what you think, what the voters think about anything. Because behind them bashing parents at school boards and going after parents as Nazis and terrorists, what did they? They lost the state of Virginia. They lost the governorship. They've lost legislatures.
The Commonwealth.
Yes, the Commonwealth. All over the country, they've lost legislatures. They've lost school boards all over the country. And do they care? No. Right, they're right back to bashing parents advocating for themselves and for their kids at school board meetings.
All right, lots of callers on the line. Next in line, we've got Jim in Malta. Jim, great to hear from you. What's your thoughts this morning?
Hey, good morning, Aaron. Welcome back. Private Joker. Hey, real quick, when you got John Jackson in studio with you, is your hand hovering over the dump button just in case?
That's Travis. Travis, his hand is quivering right now. He is shaking right now, you know, over the dump button. Yeah.
No, it's so fun to listen to you two interact in studio. So real quick, I just got one question, and I know maybe John could answer this really well for me, but I am wondering when the Department of Justice is going to pursue this. Was it the judge or the DA that said we need a fight to the death in pursuit of Trump and what's going on with him? I don't hear any words of sedition, treason, incite to violence. Now there's all these protesters in New York. I'm just wondering, you know, when that's going to happen. They're going to go through his wife's panty drawer, too.
Yeah. Yeah, this is
just my thought.
Yeah, I think that might be a reference to Justice Jim Nelson, a former radical left-wing Montana Supreme Court justice. I think you probably saw this on Twitter last week, John. Jim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. But yeah, this Supreme Court Justice Jim Nelson, former Supreme Court justice, basically said that the Republican supermajority in Helena is waging a jihad, and he said, we will fight to the death. Oh, but Donald Trump is fomenting violence when he calls for peaceful protests.
Well, to answer his question, and that's a really, really common question on Twitter and social media, is when is the DOJ going to blank as far as anything that the left engages in? That answer is always never. They are never going to do anything about people on their side.
Yeah, that's right. Next up on the phone lines, Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, great to hear from you.
Well, good morning. Concerning the Trump arrest, I just want to say that it has to do with the rule of law. It doesn't have anything to do with the upcoming election in 2024 or anything else. It's just simply the rule of law. And this George Soros has got away with murder over this last several years. I mean, this billionaire philanthropist, George Soros, I mean, he's quietly been financing a revolution in criminal justice reform. And he's been doling out tens of millions of dollars to progressive candidates in district attorney races throughout the country. And this includes states like, I call them island states, like Arkansas and Maine that you never even hear anything of. And this guy, he's got away with this because so many people are on his payroll are elected officials. And I just want to say that there's 75 million Americans right now that live in jurisdictions that are controlled by Soros-funded district attorneys. And I think that the whole country should do like Ron DeSantis did in Florida, get rid of these district attorneys and clean up our justice system and get back to normal, because Soros is getting away with murder. And I'm going to tell you something. He's 94 years old now, and a couple weeks ago I heard him on the podium with a speech, and he could hardly make it through the speech. So his time is near.
Yeah, unfortunately, his son is as radical as he is by the sounds of it here. But no, spot on all around, Nancy. Yeah, I think what Nancy said, too, about this is about the rule of law. She's spot on, and Mark Levin made that point on Sunday night where he says, this is a pattern from the left. They want to undermine rule of law in America. And I think the reason they want to do that is because they want to transform this country into something else. And so that's why they are deliberately undermining the rule of law and releasing all these criminals and causing all of this division in America.
Having lived in third world countries where you see there is no rule of law, there is no functioning, trusted criminal justice system, that's absolutely right. People don't think about that a lot, in that the criminal justice system is the bedrock of our society. If that doesn't work, nothing else works.
Yeah, and she mentioned, something about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as well. Let me play a couple of sound bites from Ron DeSantis. He weighed in on this absurd prosecutorial attempt against Donald Trump out of this liberal prosecutor in New York. Here's part of what Florida Governor DeSantis had to say.
The real victims are ordinary New Yorkers, ordinary Americans in all these different jurisdictions, that they get victimized every day because of the reckless political agenda that these Soros DAs bring to their job.
And then when it comes to these Soros district attorneys in particular, I really like that Ron DeSantis reminded us of this one.
They ignore crime and they empower criminals, and that hurts people. It hurts a lot of people every single day. These Soros district attorneys are a menace to society. And I'm just glad that I'm the only governor in the country that's actually removed one.
Yeah, you remember that, John Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
He actually took the credentials. The liberal DA showed up at office, and his badge wouldn't scan.
he's removed some of the people in the elections offices as well that were incompetent and corrupt.
That's right, yeah. All right, the mighty Human Z, I hope you can stick around. Sorry for the wait. Lots of callers to get to here this morning. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk. 294-0970, the number for you, or you can message us on the app. Well, what's going to happen on Tuesday? Will Donald Trump be placed in handcuffs? Will the former president be arrested? We'll be following that story. Plus, week 12 of the Montana legislature. Lots to talk about this week right here on Montana Talks. And luckily, you get a chance to talk about it. You get a chance to jump in on the conversation, because Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk and the show where you get to be heard all across Montana. Catch us statewide right here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's jump right back into the phone lines here, 406-294-0970. And then I've got some messages on the Montana Talks app to share with you here as well. The mighty Human Z, are you still there? Sorry for the wait.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Wilson. How are you gentlemen doing?
Wilson. That's a different reference than Home Improvement, I guess, but that'll work.
Yeah. Well, here at the Mighty Humanity Institute for Progressives Who Don't Think Too Good, we have solutions and implementation, and I'm here to talk about solving the banking crisis. And we're going to do it with 3D printed homes. This is called STFU, 3D printed homes. And what we do is Brandon's given his dumb speech. We take that little device and we 3D print a home, a hut right around him, but it has no windows and it has no doors. STFU, Brandon.
Just bring the basement with you wherever you go. That's a genius idea. So our friend Tim Stark, former chair of the Yellowstone County GOP Central Committee, he is a home builder here in Montana, and he is building some of the first 3D printed built homes in Montana. And so anyway, yeah, it's kind of an interesting topic. But yeah, I mean, what about this idea from the Mighty Human Z where we just build a 3D basement around Joe Biden wherever he goes and, you know, keep him walled off from the press permanently?
Well, actually, that is dead on because they are going to do that very thing, Aaron. I promise you, if Grandpa Pudding Brain there decides to run in 2024, which he still has not announced because he still doesn't know if and when he does announce that special counsel is not going to do him and his son. But if they do, that's exactly what he's going to be in the basement the whole time, just like he did in 2020.
Well, speaking of special counsel and having good counsel, good legal counsel, we've been talking a lot about legal representation here this hour of the show. I'll tell you what, if you're here in Montana, and unfortunately, you might think that you're in a position where you're going to need good legal counsel. You're going to need a lawyer that will fight for you. You're going to need a lawyer that will stand up for you. Well, I'll tell you what, these folks are Montana lawyers on the ground here in Montana. I'm talking about the advocates, the Montana advocates. They specialize particularly in personal injury. So, you know, if somebody wrecks into you, and now all of a sudden you're dealing with all sorts of headaches and medical bills and collection calls and legal battles and everything. I'll tell you what, you're going to need an advocate. You're going to want an advocate. So go to MontanaAdvocates.com and you can chat free of charge with one of these experienced attorneys on the ground in Montana. Go to MontanaAdvocates.com or you can give them a call, 406-640-4444, 406-640-4444 for the Montana Advocates. John, we got some messages here. Dennis and Bozeman made a good point here. Didn't Bill Clinton, while he was president, or maybe it was before, didn't he pay Paula Jones a bunch of money to kind of go away? I was thinking about, you know, Slick Willie, as he was referred to by the great Rush Limbaugh over the years. I was thinking about former President Bill Clinton earlier this morning, and I was thinking, you know, I was a junior high and high school kid when the junior high president, Bill Clinton, was in the White House. And we were all told basically like, hey, why are we focusing on people's personal life and whatever they do in the bedroom or in their personal lives? That doesn't matter. It's what they get. It's the job they get done in the White House for the American people. But now these same people think that Donald Trump should be prosecuted for an allegation similar to what faced Bill Clinton.
Well, during that time, when B.J. Clinton there was being impeached, we were told a bazillion
times.
William
Jefferson is what that stands for.
We were told a bazillion times that the impeachment standard was high crimes and misdemeanors, and this did not rise to the level, yada, 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 yada. What did we get told during Trump's administration? We got told that impeachment is what the House says it is.
Yeah.
Now, what have we been told by these liberals for 20, 30 years about the law and about crimes? It is strictly your rights, and you cannot, you know, it's proof beyond a reasonable doubt, and on and on and on and on, until they want to do Trump, until some Soros prosecutor in New York wants to do Trump, and now it's the exact same thing, Aaron. You know what it is? It's the law is what they say it is.
Yeah, that's right. Well, a couple other messages that we got here on our Montana Talks app, and by the way, if you tried to call in earlier and the phone lines were full, or you knew you had a bit of a wait, we've got some phone lines open now. So now would be a good time for you to call in, 406-294-0970. Let's see. Bruce in Ennis says this. Well, let me hold that one because it's a different topic altogether. Back to the Trump news. Tim in Billings messaged us. Let's see. If Donald Trump is raided, has a perp walk, gets fingerprinted, has a mugshot, taken to be indicted. Let's see. With this set, the president, do you think that any of our living, former, or even the sitting president might be a little nervous to see that actually happen? In that sense, I kind of hope that they do arrest Donald Trump, because what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You look at everything that Joe Biden has actually done, all of the evidence that's on the Hunter Biden laptop of the payments from China, 100,000 times worse than any allegation against Donald Trump.
Oh, and all of it's actually true versus this stuff.
It's an allegation at this point. And even if he did do what they allege that he did, it's not illegal to basically pay somebody not to talk about sex. That's not against the law.
It is not at all. He says
it never happened. She wanted to get attention, claimed it did happen. But either way, like, it's not against the law to pay somebody not to talk about something like that.
It's standard stuff in corporate America, happens every day. NDA, non-disclosure agreement, payoff for that, for your silence, for your agreement to do what they're asking you to do. It's standard stuff. Like I said a minute ago, what they're going after him on is some ridiculous notion about falsifying business records that then dovetails into election law. It's all just some contrived fantasy just to get a perp walk on Donald Trump.
Bruce in Ennis, this was the topic he wanted to pivot to here. He says, let's have a discussion on the bank bailout. Janet Yellen is saying we need full reimbursement of depositors, and Congress is saying not so fast. May I remind you that in the 20s, that we are in 20s bank trouble right now, I think was the message that Bruce was communicating there. I know you and David Noble last week did a great job talking about this Silicon Valley Bank. That's what's so outrageous here, is that basically everyday people are being asked to bail out these Silicon Valley billionaires and the Hollywood celebrities that were invested in that bank. There were limits put in place for a reason, so that everyday people had protections in place, but that where we weren't just given a free ride to Hollywood elites and billionaires.
Think about where we are for a second, Aaron. Think about just the last 3 years of our lives. It has been nothing but chaos, and it's all because of the government, not anything else. Look at them. Public health in the pandemic, elections, the economy, war and foreign policy, energy, law enforcement, monetary policy in the Fed, regulatory policy in the banking. These people cannot do anything. They screw up everything they touch, and we still allow them to keep.
Or are they doing it deliberately? Because they promised they were going to transform this country into something else. And how do you transform the country into something else?
Right.
You have to tear down what it already was and what it already is. That's why they tore down the statues and the monuments, because they have to tear down your history. They have to tear down the family structure. That's why the radical Islamists in Congress are teaming up with the radical LGBTQ crowd, because they both have the same goal of transforming America into something else. Let's go to Kate in Great Falls next up on the phone lines. Kate, great to hear from you.
How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, thanks.
Excellent. So I wanted to make a comment on Donald Trump. So my daughter yesterday, after all of this was going, she's 15, she turned to me and she said, Mom, who is this guy, Donald Trump? What does he know? Why do they hate him so much? And I thought that was a really good question.
That is a great question. What'd you tell her, if you're willing to share?
I said, you know, I don't know, but it must be pretty good, because they're doing everything. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink, and maybe even the kitchen sink at him. I don't know. I find it fascinating. What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, I think that is that question alone really is, why do they hate him so much? That young lady's got it figured out, John. Why do you think they hate him so much?
Because he's the first guy in my whole lifetime, I guess other than JFK, to come in and say, we're doing things differently. We're not doing the standard, all the pigs at the trough, forever wars, all the payoffs. We're not doing it anymore, and that cannot happen.
My response is three words. He fights back. They despise that. Republicans are supposed to be pushovers. Yep. They're eventually supposed to cave. They're supposed to cave to the liberal mob media. They're supposed to cave to the deep state bureaucracy. They're supposed to be pushovers. He fights back.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We're supposed to be gladiators. We're supposed to be warriors. We're supposed to be the best, the baddest, the kick-ass, strongest people on earth. That's what the military is. That's what you get with a good military. With a woke military, you're not going to get that. Why is the military involved with anything? Why are billions of dollars being spent on wokeness, billions spent on climate-related, you know, programs for the military? No. I want the biggest, baddest, best weapons that are humanly possible to make. And we're never going to use them offensively unless we're attacked.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Figure is different from all other refinancing that I've experienced. Hi, I'm Chaz Ryan, and I use Figure for a home equity line of credit. I found Figure and it was a very easy application to make. My loan was funded within 7 to 10 days.
Join Chaz and the 50,000 other happy customers. Figure out your finances at figure.com. Figure Lending LLC, Equal Opportunity Lender, NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Visit figure.com for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Build Back Better was a slogan attached to the president's recent package of spending plans. Build Back Slower, he might have said as well. Because while the evidence isn't totally conclusive, there are plenty of examples of how much more slowly we build plenty of things these days. Buildings, mass transit, nuclear power plants. There are plenty of problems with slowness. The slower you build something, the longer you have to wait for it to be finished and doing whatever it is you wanted it to do. That extends the pure cost part of the project and puts off the day when revenue is realized. And if you are slow and a competitor is not, the benefits of whatever you're building might never materialize. Building slowly increases the chances that the rules will change while you're building. The average time it took to build a nuclear power plant before 1970 was 4 years. The most recent one is still underway and may take 14. Even apartment building speed has gone from 8.4 months in 1971 to 15th
Avenue.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, great phone call there from Kate in Great Falls. It's times like that where you're like, oh, man, we got a break we got to go to because we could keep rolling here. But let's jump back into the phone lines here. Tom in Billings next up. Tom, what's your thoughts this morning?
One of the things that I keep touch my teeth on edge is the school board thinking that they can tell the parents what they can and can't do. And it's like the employees telling the boss how he's going to run his establishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The school board is picked and chosen by the parents to represent them to run the school.
Mm-hmm. And they should be welcoming parental involvement, because one of the complaints it seemed like I would hear from a lot of my teacher friends in recent years was the fact that parents weren't involved enough, and that, you know, they felt like they were basically, you know, doing the babysitting instead of getting to be teachers. And they desperately wanted more parental involvement. And so now parents are getting more involved, but the establishment doesn't like it.
Well, that's the thing. They should hold the school board accountable. And if they're not accountable, there's one thing you can jerk them up on, and it's got to go to a court of law. It's just pay your taxes under protest.
Well, and elections. We got school board elections right around the corner in several parts of Montana, and some great candidates that are stepping up to run. And not a lot of time before some of those ballots will be mailed out as well. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Yeah, I've been to town halls and community meetings with different leaders and politicians, and you have to stand there in front of your electorate and be nice to their faces and listen to their concerns and be cordial and polite. I have never seen anything like I saw those school boards here in Montana during the pandemic sit there and sneer right at the people that vote for them and pay their salaries, sneer at them, make them go in another room, stay in another room and talk to them via Zoom or something. I've never seen anything like that from any leader anywhere.
Arrogance, audacity, a lot of different terms that we could use to describe what we have seen, that's for sure. Even here at the local level in Montana, you'd expect this stuff maybe out of D.C. or New York, but to see that happen in Montana is like, wow, that is not Montana. That is for sure. All right, well, hey, John, you want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour as well?
Hey, I'll work for you, bro.
All right, perfect. That's great. Well, he's retired, so what the heck, you know? I just wish I could. You're still getting up, though. You're still, like, getting up at O Dark 30, I guess. Once you've been doing it for so long, you're just kind of stuck that way, aren't you?
Oh, you get in that routine where you're just, you know, getting up every morning at 6:30, no matter what.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. And part of that, too, is just the work ethic. You know, guys like John have the work ethic. Let me tell you who else has the work ethic. Our friend Billy Beatty and his crew at BD Equipment Services. You know, he's from the High Line, so he's got that High Line Montana work ethic. So if you've got, whether it's a big project that needs to be done, or a smaller project that needs to be done. So big project, for example, you got a big whole pile of dirt that you need. You got some dirt work that needs to be done so you can build a new house. BD Equipment Services can do that for you. You got a bunch of trees that need to be taken down. He can do that. You got an old building that needs to be taken down so you can build a new one. They'll do that. But maybe you got a smaller project, like you're thinking, hey, I want to put in a garden. I want to grow my own food because things are getting crazy under this Biden tester economy. Well, they can come in with one bucket load and now you've got a garden. So check them out, BDEquipmentBLGS.com. That's BDEquipmentBLGS.com. Or you can call 406-201-7711 for BD Equipment Services. All right, John Jackson's going to be with us for the 9 o'clock hour. We got a whole bunch of stuff we still haven't covered yet. Where do you think we should start in the next hour, John?
Well, we got to get right on. I heard on the Fox News radio brief there that from now the country of Niger is no longer Niger, it's Niger. So we got to talk about that area.
Iraq, the 20th anniversary of Iraq.
And Afghanistan.
It's Iran. I'll call it whatever the heck I want. If they chant death to America, I'm sure I can call them whatever I want to call them.